good, Frank. So we're about 10 seconds out.
Okay, that sounded good. I think Dick's audio is a little low, but I think it'll be fine when we get Bill on.
Okay, did you want us to pump that up a bit, or?
If he could pump that up, that would be really good.
Dick, why don't you try a little bit more audio?
Well, I'm speaking at about the level I'm going to be at. I wonder if they can run it up just a little bit at the conference center.
Okay, well, Frank, did Dick sound better that time, or do you want Wendy to pump up his volume a tiny bit?
If he could pump it up just a little bit, that would be great.
Wendy, if you could increase Dick's volume from Hawaii a tiny bit, please.
One moment.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, I've got it increased.
And Will,
okay,
if you can...
Okay, how's that now, Frank?
That's better. Does that sound okay to everyone? You can hear... Because that's where... That's... Bill MacArthur will be talking at that level.
Okay, are you comfy now, Frank?
Yeah, you sound fine.
Okay, great. Well, if we're ready, I'll go ahead and start the script.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. This is Will Marchant, KC6ROL, from the Space Sciences Laboratory at the University of California, Berkeley. And through the help of amateur radio volunteers, the crew on the ISS, and Verizon Conferencing, we hope to soon establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles above the Earth over Hawaii. This is all accomplished with ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. And the ISS currently is flying over the Pacific Ocean, whizzing along at around 17,500 miles an hour. And this contact will be performed using the Telebridge Network, and that's a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. Now, ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from 9 nations that develop and operate the amateur radio station on board the International Space Station. And the stateside members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Radio Satellite Corporation, and NASA. Operated by Dick Flagg, and thanks for helping us out.
Dick.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the contact today is possible because of a worldwide communications network provided courtesy of Verizon Conferencing. And we're slightly under 4 minutes until the expected contact time. Now, our contact for today is celebrating Engineers Week, and it's taking place at the Discover Engineering Family Day at the National Building Museum in Washington, D.C. in the USA. And now we'll briefly check in with the students, and we have AMSAT Vice President for Human Spaceflight, Frank Bauer, on site. And Frank, if you could please briefly tell us about the youngsters that are taking part today.
Okay, we have 16 students from very diverse schools around the Washington, D.C. area, and we're all excited. There's thousands of people in this building participating in robotic competitions and all kinds of engineering activities. And one of the activities we're going to do in just a couple of minutes is talk to astronaut Bill MacArthur on the International Space Station.
Well, that sounds lovely. I'm jealous that I can't be there. But now, Dick, we've worked with your station on numerous school contacts. And before the contact begins, could you please briefly tell us about your station, where you are, and how you'll handle the conversation?
Okay, well, we're located at Sacred Hearts Academy in Honolulu, Hawaii, using their amateur radio station. I'll use our call WH6PN and call the International Space Station using their amateur radio call, which is NA1SS.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, Dick. And for the contact today, we're expecting the contact from horizon to horizon is expected to be just a little under 10 minutes in duration. But now, Dick, you expected that the signal might come in a little bit late and leave a little bit early?
Yes, well, the space station will be rising over the mountains, so it may be a few seconds before we get acquisition of signal, and then it will be setting over Diamond Head, and Diamond Head may block signals for a few seconds at the end of the contact.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, Dick. Now, Dick is going to go ahead and start calling at the expected rise time of the space station, so it's going to be very exciting because he's going to be calling and we aren't going to hear anything. And I need everybody to be very, very quiet at the National Building Museum. And when we do hear from Bill MacArthur, please don't clap or applaud or cheer, because we need you all to be very, very quiet so that the students can ask their questions. And we have 16 students today, and so we'll need to be very, very efficient if we want to get all those students to be able to ask their questions and get them answered. We're just about a minute until the contact, so I wanted to remind everyone that what we are doing on board the ISS today is an experiment, and so we can't really tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. And I want the students to remember to say the word over when they're done asking their question. So we have just about 40 seconds until the space station should be coming over Hawaii. So Dick, I'll wish you and everybody else on the contact the best of luck, and I'm handing the contact over to you, sir.
Okay, thank you, Will. I'll turn up the volume on the radio and begin calling.
Okay, we need everybody to be quiet now. Quiet as possible. Like a mouse.
NA1SS, NA1SS. This is WH6PN calling for a scheduled contact. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN. NA1SS, this is WH6PN calling for a scheduled contact. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN in Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN in Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN. NA1SS, this is WH6PN in Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN calling for a scheduled contact. NA1SS, NA1SS, this is WH6PN in Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact.
WH6PN, this is NA1SS, go ahead.
Copy you, Bill. Go ahead, participants in the Engineering Family Day.
Astronaut Bill MacArthur on the International Space Station. This is Discover Engineering Family Day. How do you read? Over. Astronaut Bill MacArthur on the International Space Station. This is Discover Engineering Family Day. Are you ready to talk to the students? How do you copy? Over.
I can have you loud and clear. Go ahead.
What's the most weirdest thing about living in outer space? Over.
The most unusual thing about living in outer space is the fact that we have no gravity does not hold us down on the floor. We have no beds and no chairs, because we can neither lie down nor sit down. But floating is a lot of fun. Over.
What is it like to cry in space? Over.
Well, you know us guys, we don't do a lot of crying. So about the closest thing I can tell you is occasionally we will put liquid drops in our eyes because the air is dry and our eyes get dry. And the difference is the liquid will not run out of your eye and down your cheek. It will just stay in a little pool right on your eye. Over.
Do you float around?
Do you float around
all day? Over.
Yes, we do. We do float around all day, and it is just the most wonderful, I think it's the most wonderful thing about being in space. That is what makes space so different than being on Earth. Over.
What do you do for exercise while in space? Over.
Exercise is very important in space because without gravity to work against, our muscles and bones would become weaker. We exercise for 2.5 hours a day. 1 hour is for running or riding a stationary bicycle, and the other hour and a half I spend on a machine that simulates weightlifting. Over.
If the air is thinner in space, do viruses pass from one astronaut to another less quickly than they would on Earth? Over.
What an interesting question. Well, outside the spaceship, the air is so thin, well, there isn't any. But inside the spaceship, the air is almost identical to what you breathe on the Earth. It really is not any thinner. We don't worry about viruses. You know, most viruses come from other people. And since there are only two of us up here, we don't get viruses to pass from one to another. So we stay pretty healthy. Over.
How much fuel do you need to blast off? Over.
A lot. As a matter of fact, most of the weight of a spaceship is fuel. For example, the space shuttle, which weighs 4.5 million pounds on the launch pad, well, 2 million pounds of that is just solid fuel. And the space shuttle has 535,000 gallons of liquid fuel in it. We launched on a Soyuz rocket, and about 75 to 80% of the weight is just fuel. Over.
What is the fuel you use the blast off made of? Over.
Different rockets use different fuels. The Soyuz rocket uses kerosene, which is a petroleum, an oil-based product, and liquid oxygen. The space shuttle uses liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen. Over.
What experiments are you doing on the International Space Station, and have you learned anything really cool? Over.
We're doing experiments in many different areas, primarily focused on helping us learn what we need, not just to go back to the moon, but eventually to send people to Mars. So one of the biggest experiments, well, that's just the crew members on board, just the human beings on board, so we learn how our bodies change in space. Other experiments are, one I've been doing is growing crystals. Valeri has an experiment growing beans. And have we learned anything cool? I think the coolest thing I've learned is that living in space is a very pleasant, very nice thing to do. Over.
When you saw the suit set floating in space, what thoughts did you have? Over.
Well, the first thought I had was I'm glad it wasn't my crewmate Valeri or me. Oh, but seriously, we were happy to see Valeri was the one who pushed it away from the space station, and we were, of course, very happy to see that the direction he pushed it in was just right. And then we were just very happy that the experiment has started successfully. Over.
Did your foot fall asleep in space? Over.
Well, I'm sure it could. Mine never has. My foot never has fallen asleep in space. And it's basically, you know, your foot tends to fall asleep when you put pressure on it. And that means you put some weight on it, maybe in the wrong area. And without gravity to hold us down, we really don't do that in space. Over.
Is engineering in space different than engineering on Earth? Over.
Well, really, engineering is engineering. It's basically we take the principles of science and we learn to apply them to solving problems, and even on Earth or in space. Now, the problems might be different in space than they are on Earth, but I think the engineering's the same. Over.
I understand you're an engineer. What is it like to be an engineer? Over.
I think being an engineer is one of the most interesting professions because you learn how things work. And, you know, that's the key, to making life really easy for people and to accomplish a lot is learning how things work. Over.
Do you get headaches in space? Over.
Yes, we can get headaches in space. We can get them from several reasons. One is just fatigue. Another one is when we first get into space, the fluid shifts from our lower bodies, legs, feet, ankles, up to our upper bodies because there's no gravity to hold it down. That can cause a headache. And if the carbon dioxide level gets a little too high on board, that can cause a headache. Over.
Why did you become an astronaut? Over.
Well, I was a military pilot. I flew helicopters in the Army. I also am an aerospace engineer and had studied that in college. And so it just seemed, being an astronaut seemed like the absolute ultimate way to combine my interest in flying and my interest in engineering. Over.
What is it like to sneeze in space? Over.
Well, I think a good sneeze really feels good, and it feels really good in space. Of course, if you're not holding yourself secure when you sneeze, you know, just that kind of violent motion can send you spinning off in a strange direction. Over.
When you sneeze in space, do your ears pop? Over.
You know, I've heard people say that when they sneeze, their ears pop, but for me, that doesn't happen on the ground, nor does it happen in space. But, you know, but if you do block your, if you block your nose, just like any time, but your physiology really hasn't changed very much, and in fact, you can get your ears to pop, over.
All right, Bill, that pretty much wraps it up. Thank you very much for an outstanding contact. Over.
Well, thank you very much, and best wishes to everybody, and Angela Washington, D.C., and Sandy Day. I'm absolutely serious. Being an engineer is fascinating. It's just interesting and fun to learn how things work and to learn how to build things. So, any of you who are looking for a career in engineering.
Thanks, Bill. 73s.
Frank, let's give a big thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Will.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station WH6PN in Hawaii, operated by Dick Flagg, contacted astronaut Bill MacArthur aboard the International Space Station, talking with students at the Engineering Family Day event at the National Building Museum in Washington, D.C., USA. And Verizon Conferencing donated the telecommunications facilities so that we could share this occasion. We'd like to thank Wendy, our operator, for helping us out with that. Now for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, the Amateur Radio Relay League, and NASA, this is Will Marchant, amateur radio operator KC6ROL, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms, 73, and that means best wishes. Well, congratulations, everyone. You students, you did an excellent job, and you got all 16 questions through.
Yes, thank you, Dick in Hawaii, and thanks everyone for attending. We've had thousands of people here.
Excellent, very good. Frank, is there anything else from your end, or are you going to be dropping off?
I think we're going to be dropping off at this time.
Okay, well, very good. Congratulations to everyone. Hope you have an excellent time at the National Building Museum.
Okay, and I would ask the students to please ask their questions to please stay here for a couple minutes.
Okay, very good. 73s, thanks everybody. Wayne and Dieter, thanks very much for your help, and greetings to everybody out on the internet. Thanks for sticking around to listen to the National Building Museum ARIS conference.